Psalm 83, a song, a melody of Asaph. O God, let there be no silence on your part. Do not keep speechless, and do not stay quiet, O Divine One. For look, your very enemies are in an uproar, and the very ones intensely hating you have raised their head. Against your people they cunningly carry on their confidential talk, and they conspire against your concealed ones. They have said, "Come, and let us efface them from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more." For with the heart they have unitedly exchanged counsel. Against you they proceeded to conclude even a covenant, the tents of Edom, and the Ishmaelites, Moab, and the Hagrites, Gebal, and Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia, together with the inhabitants of Tyre. Also, Assyria itself has become joined with them. They have become an arm to the sons of Lot. Do to them as to Midian, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the torrent valley of Kishon. They were annihilated at Endor. They became manure for the ground. As for their nobles, make these like Oreb, and like Zeeb, and like Zeba, and like Zalmunna, all their dukes, who have said, "Let us take possession of the abiding places of God for ourselves." O my God, make them like a thistle whirl, like stubble before a wind, like a fire that burns up the forest, and like a flame that scorches the mountains. In just that way may you pursue them with your tempest, and may you disturb them with your own storm wind. Fill their faces with dishonor, that people may search for your name, O Jehovah. Oh, may they be ashamed and be disturbed for all times, and may they become abashed and perish, that people may know that you, whose name is Jehovah, you alone are the Most High over all the earth.